You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So I tried something new last night.
Yeah? What'd you do?
To try to sleep better.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I hope that you got some good sleep yesterday.
I had to do something drastic because Alyssa knows this. Not last night, but two nights ago. I went to bed around 9:30. I woke up at 11:30 and I could not fall back asleep. So two nights ago, I essentially pulled an all-nighter.
Yeah, so yesterday on the show, Bill had been up since Monday, essentially.
Yes.
So you got some good sleep last night, though?
Well, coincidentally, we received some Breathe Right strips in the mail.
It's like a sign.
Yeah, Paula ordered them a while ago because we wanted to try them out. Now, I have used them before. I've used Breathe Right strips before.
Uh-huh.
Like years and years ago, I just had this really bad cold and I was snoring so loudly.
Oh no. And she's like, here, take these.
And it might have been like right when they first came out and then someone suggested that I use them. And so I was using them just so I wouldn't snore at night.
Uh huh.
But then once I was back to normal, I had never used them again until last night. I put one on.
Did it make a difference?
Here's my sleep pattern last night. I went to bed early last night. I went to bed about 9.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I fell asleep pretty quickly, and I slept until 1.
Oh, no.
So I got up at 1, but I fell back asleep okay. I woke up again at 2:30, and I fell back asleep again until the alarm went off. So for me, for my standards, I had good sleep last night.
Even though you woke up twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good for me.
Well, you know what? Hey, you look well rested.
I have no idea if it's the Breathe Right strips or not, though. And I did speak to Paula this morning because she got up with me with my alarm.
What'd she say?
She's like, you were snoring last night.
Oh, come on. So they weren't even doing their job.
I never snore. And last night,
how do you know? You don't know.
She would tell me. Because she would tell me. She woke up this morning to tell me that I snore.
Oh, she woke up only to tell you that you were snoring?
Yeah, pretty much. She doesn't usually give me comments when I get up in the morning. It must have been very important to her to tell me that I was snoring.
I mean, I always think if somebody's snoring, that means you were sleeping really good. Like, you were asleep.
Yeah, maybe that's true. But then what I don't understand is, wait a second, I was wearing the Breathe Right strip.
No hate to Breathe Right, but I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think you were just exhausted.
Is that right?
I think you were going to sleep good no matter what.
Billie Eilish, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, I did have to LOL yesterday when I'm on Instagram at some point in the day, and I find a story from the Q Morning Show.
And you were like, whoa.
Hey.
What's that?
Who posted that? Well, that was Alyssa.
That was me.
It was an Insta story of her husband, Bryce, at home shoveling snow.
But the kicker, you're forgetting the kicker.
Oh, I'm not forgetting.
No jacket on this boy.
It's almost like he was wearing a tank top or something because I could see his arms.
Yeah, he was wearing a t-shirt. He was out there in like some shorts and some leggings and said he was doing it for fun. I was like, you're doing this for fun? And he was like, yeah.
What actually was he shoveling? Was it your driveway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was shoveling the driveway.
The part of the driveway that wasn't already shoveled, or?
I mean, we just haven't been shoveling.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
gotcha.
To be fair, we keep looking out on our street every single day to see who else is shoveling, and nobody is. So.
Not even their driveway.
Not even their driveway, not the sidewalks, not anything. So I'm like, okay, I guess we don't have to.
I need to look into that, too. Because when I got home yesterday, it looked like my entire street, it looked like the sidewalk going from on the entire street looked like it was plowed, looked like it was shoveled. And I'm wondering if the city does that.
For the sidewalks?
And I'm just ignorant. because I don't know.
I've never seen that for sidewalks.
I have to look into it because are you telling me that all of my neighbors went out and shoveled their sidewalks? I don't think that's true.
No, probably not.
It has to be the city.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right on that. I'm not sure.
And so if that's the case, am I being redundant by shoveling my own sidewalk? Because if the city is eventually going to get to it.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
I need to look into that.
Yeah, you don't want to make work smarter, not harder.
However, when I am out shoveling, I am fully bundled up with a coat, hat, gloves, everything else. Meanwhile, your husband from California is out there shirtless.
Okay, he had a shirt. It was a short sleeve shirt. I said to him too, I was like, "You're gonna get sick," and he was like, "That's a myth. That's not a real thing."
Now, how does he know?
He doesn't. He doesn't.
He knows nothing about living in this climate. How does he know what's a myth and what's not?
I was a little upset because I was expecting somebody to respond saying that he's gonna get sick, just so that I could show him be like, "Ha, see?" And nobody said that. So
yeah, you don't want him to be sick. But will you take a little bit of pleasure if he does come down with the sniffles in the next couple of days?
Just like a tiny bit. But then I'm the one who has to deal with it. And any wives out there who have had sick husbands, it's not pleasant.
Well, also with my kids and only like my oldest son, Will, only wanting to wear hoodies.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, I've got him to put on pants.
Oh, good.
So it's not just hoodies and shorts.
Is he going to be wearing a jacket today?
I think he wears a hoodie, and I think he wears a light jacket over that.
Okay.
And that's the best that I can do, and that's all I can hope for.
You know what? It's better than nothing. We'll take it.
We got to get some good vibes going this morning. 216-474-0104. If you have some good vibes you want to share with us, please do.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always host them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104.
Q104, it is so good to have you with us this morning. We are the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So after the show yesterday, I was still working on some things. It was obvious that Alyssa had finished with her work, but she was kind of just hanging around.
I was just lingering.
And I'm like, what are you doing? You can go home. Go home. What are you doing hanging around? She's like, I kind of need your help with something. And I'm like, okay. She's like, I want you to look at my windshield wiper. Fluid.
Like, right? Where does it go under the hood? That's right. All I needed to know is, like, where does it go? Just point and tell me.
And it feels weird to make fun of you because, I mean, my goodness, of all people that should not be throwing rocks at glass houses, that's me. I do not know really anything about cars. I've done, you know, the dumbest things when it comes to cars.
See, this is news to me. I just figured that you would know because you're a dad.
I know very few things. I know I know how to change a tire, and I know how to put air in tires. And that's one of the reasons why I got Alyssa an air compressor for her tires so she could stop going to, like, Jiffy Lube and asking them to put air in her tire.
Yeah, so we fixed that problem.
Right.
But then I needed windshield wiper fluid yesterday, and I just didn't know where to put it. So I was like, surely Bill will know. He's a dad. This is like typical dad knowledge.
I was a little nervous at the request, but I think I can handle this. I think I got this. So we go to the parking garage after the show, and Alyssa pops her hood, and we look in there, and I'm looking at the engine, and I'm starting to get nervous. I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Starting to, like, second guess himself.
You know what? I don't know where this windshield wiper fluid goes.
Yeah, this dude pulls up YouTube. He's like, "Do you see?" And I'm like, "Come on! I thought you would know. I could have looked this up myself."
I know where it is on my car. Now, my experience in this is when you pop the hood and you look for the windshield wiper fluid thing and where it goes. There's the cap shows you where it goes. It's like, it's basically a windshield, and it's got like some.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. It's obvious where it goes. It wasn't obvious in your car.
Because there's no cap. Because I don't have a cap on my windshield wiper fluid thing.
Where would that go? What did you do?
I don't know, dude.
What did you do?
I never fill it up.
Well.
This is not my fault, okay? If I have to ask where to put my windshield wiper fluid, you can bet money that I've never put it in myself.
Well, at some point, somebody had to put fluid in there because they took the cap off and never put it back on.
Let me just call Valvoline in San Diego and ask them where the cap to my windshield wiper fluid is.
You're putting this on Valvoline?
I am. Because that's not my fault. This was not on me.
So we figured it out. I was about 98% sure that that's where the windshield wiper fluid goes.
And there was a 2% chance that I was going to put fluid into the wrong spot and just combust.
So what happened then? So you left the parking garage. Where did you go to get windshield wiper fluid? And was that the correct place to put it?
Well, so I stopped at the gas station, picked up fluid on my way home, and I put it in my car. First of all, I like had a little cup that's like a funnel to like make sure that it went in, and it made me want to drink it so bad. Tell me why windshield wiper fluid looks like blue Kool-Aid. It looks like forbidden blue Kool-Aid. I was like, oh, this looks delicious.
That's a psycho thought right there.
Anyways, intrusive thoughts. But so I put it in and I tried to use my windshield wiper fluid and I tried for like 5 minutes. Didn't work.
It's not working.
It's still not working.
Maybe it isn't the right place to put windshield wiper fluid.
Maybe it's not. But knock on wood, my car is still running. So
yeah,
you must
I know.
Be okay, kind of, other than not having windshield wiper fluid.
But at this time of year, the windshield gets so dirty and
it gets so dirty.
The salt is actually
beginning to be a problem. I actually do have to go get it checked out because I have to honestly, the 20-minute drive it takes me to get to work, my windshield is filthy.
But how do you not know about the hack to clean your windshield? Well, number one,
there's a hack.
Well, there's two of them. I mean, when you're at the grocery store,
the gas station. The little spongy thing.
Yeah,
squeegee.
Use that.
Yeah.
Or just take some snow and just wipe some snow on there.
Oh.
And clean it off.
That's a good idea.
I know, it's a hack.
That's a good hack. Why didn't you tell me that yesterday?
I thought everybody knew that. Anybody that was born in Northeast Ohio knew about that hack.
Well, I was born in South Dakota. I just grew up here, okay?
You go through windshield wiper fluid so quickly here. Yeah, the hack is just take some snow, wipe off your windshield.
Well, I'll have to give that a go on my way home today.
I'm here to help. You know that, right? I'm here to help you.
Except unless it comes to windshield wiper fluid, and then we got to ask you to.
Yeah. It's very limited to the things I can help you with. Am I the bleep hole? Can we help out Jasmine this morning? She is wondering, am I the bleep hole? For what reason? It has to do with a Christmas present. We'll get to that coming up. Am I the bleep hole? Every Wednesday on the Q Morning Show.
Let's go!
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. It's been a while since we've done this. Am I the bleep hole? It's back in 2025. So basically what happens is you did something or you said something and in your mind, everything was fine. You didn't do anything wrong. But then maybe you've been thinking about it or maybe you even heard from somebody in your world. And now you're thinking to yourself, second thoughts. Am I the bleep hole? That is Jasmine in Shaker Heights. Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning.
Who in your world thinks that you are a bleep hole, Jasmine?
So I'm afraid that my good friend actually will.
Will. So at this moment, she does not think you're a bleep hole, your friend.
It's possible she does, but it's also possible she's anticipating something from me, so maybe not.
Let's see how we can help. What's going on with you and your friend?
So it was just this past Friday, we got together right before Thanksgiving was the last time we got together. We met up for drinks and sushi, and she lives in Columbus. But anyways, we try to get together once a month. But yeah, back to Friday. It was right before we were walking to the table. My heart just dropped. I saw a beautiful, glittery Christmas gift bag sitting there on the table, and I didn't get her anything.
Oh, the worst. Oh, my gosh. I have been in this exact situation. So you didn't know that she was getting you a Christmas gift at all?
No, not at all. We've been friends for 4 or 5 years, but we've never done gift exchanges during the holidays. Birthdays, yeah, birthdays, but never Christmas.
Okay, so and you're worried that she's going to think that you're a bleep hole for not getting her something when she got you something.
I mean, not really that, but just for the fact that I still haven't gotten her anything. And, like, I feel terrible, but, like, I don't really want to get her anything. It's just, like, I'm so burnt out on shopping, and so is my wallet. Like, to have to go get another gift for someone, it's like I have to take out a line of credit or something. The holidays are over, and I probably won't even see her until Valentine's Day at this point.
Okay, so I was going to suggest just drop something in the mail, ship something, a gift card or something like that. But you're actually taking a stand against this. You're saying the holidays were over. She got you a gift post-Christmas. It's too late. You're cutting her off.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's too much. Like, we've never exchanged before. She's got to understand, like, that was unexpected on her behalf.
I've said for years that friends don't let friends be in the dark about gift exchanges. That's not cool. Like, she should have told you that, like, hey, I got you something small just so that you can be prepared.
Right.
Yeah,
I know.
She got you a gift, though. You got to send her a gift. You got to send her something, right?
I mean, I get this, though. It's after the holidays. Something about having to go buy gifts post-holidays, it just feels more torturous.
I know. Maybe I'll send her a thank you card. I don't know. Like, that's appropriate.
I mean, even just, like, maybe a gift card, like an e-gift card or something. But I definitely understand the sentiment of not wanting to go out, not wanting to have to wrap another gift. I'm over it. I'm done.
Yeah, and then this is setting up for, like, years to come. Like, now are we going to do this every year? Like, another person.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You don't want to set a precedent here.
I don't. I really don't.
All right, 216-474-0104. I'm sure that Jasmine doesn't want to ruin the friendship over this, but her friend from Columbus, they saw each other after Christmas. The friend brought up a Christmas gift. Jasmine didn't have anything to give in return. Is she obligated to send something now, a Christmas gift, after the fact? Is she the bleep hole for not wanting to do that? 216-474-0104.
You're not the bleep hole in my heart, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Your call's coming up, the Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Am I the bleep hole is happening right now. We're talking about Jasmine in Shaker Heights, who met up with a friend. This friend lives in Columbus, and they see each other about once a month. And they got together this past Friday. So this
would have been the first time after the holidays.
Yeah, this wouldn't even have been the Friday after Christmas. This would be the Friday after New Year's.
Yeah.
And they meet up for a sushi dinner, and this friend from Columbus brought Jasmine a Christmas gift bag, sitting right there on the table.
She had no idea. Did not know that they were doing any sort of gift exchange. So Jasmine showed up empty-handed and kind of freaked out because she's like, "Oh my God, do I need to get her something?" I understand this, though.
It goes further than that, though. It's not that she's wondering if she should get her friend a gift. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to get her friend a gift. She's like, it's after Christmas. I wasn't going to get you a gift anyway. I don't want to get you a gift just because you got me a gift.
I think upon first hearing this, I immediately was like, oh my God, just like overwhelmed with like traumatic experiences of this happening to me. But from the text that we're getting in, I think that I'm starting to like shift my perspective on it. One of the texts we got said, honestly, if it were me and I gifted my friend and I didn't previously tell her that we were doing an exchange, I wouldn't want anything in return. But I love giving people gifts. I just wouldn't expect anything in return, which I get that. Gift giving is definitely a type of love language. It's one of mine as well. So a lot of the time when I give gifts, I'm not expecting something in return.
Okay, so using that perspective, Jasmine should not feel like a bleep hole.
Yeah.
Then. Her friend got her a gift, and maybe the friend isn't expecting a return gift.
Just out of the goodness of her heart.
Right. You should know that about your friend, I would think.
I think Jasmine is probably the best person to determine if her friend is going to think that she is a bleep hole. But just generally speaking,
this texter here thinking seems to be indicating that Jasmine is a bleep hole. If she was a real friend, she would have already sent a gift. You can't afford $25? Then you need to rethink your budget and your spending. It takes 3 minutes to wrap a gift. It takes 3 minutes if it's somebody other than me wrapping a gift.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty generous.
It costs less to buy something online and have it shipped. You should always have something for someone you are meeting up over the holidays. even if it's just a $5 coffee card, but you should have something.
Ooh, that's news to me, but I might keep that in my back pocket for next year.
You know what I would have done?
Just always show up like strapped with a $25 Target gift card or something.
Here's what I would have done. If I were Jasmine and there was the gift there and I didn't bring a gift and they were out for sushi, I would have just picked up the bill. I would have been like, dinner's on me.
Oh, yeah. That would have been by far the easiest way to do it. But I didn't even think of that either.
But I think if Jasmine is feeling bad about this, send a gift. I mean, there's a reason that you think you're a bleephole. Take that off your conscience. Just send her something. Just like, it was great catching up with you over the holidays. This is for you.
Or maybe next time that they get together, she said that she's not going to see her till probably like after Valentine's Day. So if she didn't pick up the tab on this dinner, maybe just pick up the tab on the next one.
Yeah. Or a nice Valentine's Day gift. You can do that, right?
Or like a little box of chocolates. There you go.
That is our advice for you, Jasmine. Happy New Year. Good luck with your 2025. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. Gaga and Bruno, the number one song in the country right now. Lady Gaga went on TikTok to thank her fans for making that song number one. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Lauren in Canton listening to us this morning. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
So if you were out with a friend, if you were out for dinner and you had a Christmas gift for them and they didn't have a gift for you, how would that make you feel?
Honestly, I would not be mad. I love giving gifts to other people. So if I brought a gift and my friend didn't bring one, I would not be mad at all.
Like, you wouldn't even skip a beat. You wouldn't even think twice about it.
No, I would not be offended.
Does that happen to you often, Lauren, where you give people gifts and they have nothing for you in return?
Sometimes. It just depends on the situation. But yeah, I have given gifts before and no one's given me anything in return and never upset.
Alyssa seems to think that in a friendship, it's, I don't know if it's courtesy. Is that what you would call it?
I would say courtesy.
To give a friend a heads up that you might have a gift for them just in case they wanted to have a gift for you.
I just think, especially at the holidays, if you aren't friends that usually do gift exchanges, just from a budgeting standpoint, I think it's nice to give a heads up.
All right. Just know that, Lauren, if you're thinking about adding Alyssa to your Christmas gift.
Yeah, don't leave me in the dark on this. I will be angry.
Yeah, make sure that she knows what you want. You'll get something in return. Thank you, Lauren, for listening to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day. Tonight, I don't think it's going to be a late night tonight, but the Cavs play.
Oh, yeah, they are on fire right now. Absolutely on fire.
I had this thought where, because I've been watching a lot of Cavs lately, especially over the holidays, because I've had more free time, and they've just been blowing teams off the court.
They still only have 4 losses, right?
Yeah, total.
Total,
yeah.
4 losses for the season.
And, some of these games, and I feel like it almost, hurts me inside to say it, but some of these games aren't even entertaining to watch because the games are over.
Because they're just the other teams getting blown out.
But tonight, that will not be the case. So tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, they're going to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they are the other best team in the league.
Oh.
So right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder are on a 15-game win streak. The Cavs are on a 10-game win streak.
Okay.
One of them will have to lose tonight. Hopefully it will be the Thunder.
Yeah, better not be us. Should I watch?
You should watch. This is going to be the biggest game of the year so far.
Okay, because the only reason I'm concerned is that I haven't been watching and they've been doing so good. So I don't want to jinx it, you know? I'll watch. But if they lose tonight, I'm not watching again until the playoffs.
Yeah, forget what I said. I don't even want to chance it. Don't watch.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay, fine. I won't watch.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. We're going to need a contestant in less than 10 minutes. Take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Win some boat show tickets for the IX Center. That's coming up on the Q Morning Show.
Wake up!
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
Yeah, they're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs, with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Megan in Hudson, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us on. Are you ready for this 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge?
I'm ready.
If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to the house. Here is question one. What is Taylor Swift's lucky number?
13.
Question two. In what decade was Diet Coke first introduced?
Oh, my gosh. 1940.
The 40s decade, so you're saying.
Sure, yes.
Here's question three. The three bears returned home to find their meal either too hot, too cold, or just right. What type of food were they about to eat?
Porridge.
Here is the fourth question. Hawkins is the name of the fictional town where this Netflix show takes place.
I have no idea. Isn't there one, like Virgin River or something like that? Let's go with that. Virgin River.
The final question, I have a feeling you're going to get this one. Let It Go is a hit song from this Disney movie.
Frozen.
Megan, not too bad. You went 3 for 5 today.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
What are you up to this morning, Megan?
I'm just headed to school. I'm a teacher.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for having us on.
Well, thank you.
Alyssa is making her way back into the studio right now. Alyssa, meet Megan and Hudson.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's got to get to school here in a few minutes because she's got a class of eager students ready to hear everything she has to say.
Oh boy, let's get this show on the road then.
I'm going to tell you this. Alyssa, you need 3 to tie, 4 to win.
Okay.
So let's dive in with your questions. Question number one. What is Taylor Swift's lucky number?
13.
Question two. In what decade was Diet Coke first introduced?
The 60s?
That is incorrect. Megan said the 40s. It was actually in the 80s. It came out, Diet Coke came out in 1982.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well.
Our third question today, Alyssa, trying to get your second point. The three bears returned home to find their meal either too hot, too cold, or just right. What type of food were they about to eat?
Porridge, whatever that is.
That is correct.
What is porridge? Do we know?
I don't think we have any time to get into that right now.
Okay.
Our fourth question, where you would tie Megan today if you get this right. Hawkins is the name of the fictional town where this Netflix show takes place.
Stranger Things.
So we have the tie. Let's see if Alyssa can win it outright here. Let It Go is a hit song from this Disney movie.
Frozen.
Alyssa gets the win today. Megan, you were incredible. 3 is very respectable in this game. However, Alyssa was just a little bit better today. However, we've got some boat show tickets for you if you like some boat show tickets.
Woo! Sure.
Yeah, let's get you to the boat show, Megan.
Let's go. That sounds great.
And most importantly, we're very appreciative that you have us on. Thank you so much. Have a great day at school today.
Thank you. My name is Megan, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you along with us. So I noticed this morning that the Girl Scouts have launched their 2025 cookie season. It's officially underway.
I'm so ready.
There's no new cookie flavors this season. They have all your favorites, Thin Mints and Samoas. But they also have announced that there's 2 flavors that are going away.
I know. I'm so upset about this.
After this year, S'mores and Toast Yay. This is the last year you'd be able to get them.
I love the S'mores ones. I go through those faster than any other box. So, yeah, I need to, stock up.
Alicia is looking to get some. What are you like again? The s'mores?
I love the s'mores.
The s'mores.
I'm also a really big fan of the Samoas. Come on. Classic.
So if you have a daughter who is a Girl Scout, or you know someone who is, you might want to get a hold of the show.
Yeah.
Because you might have a big customer right here in Alyssa Rose.
Yeah, I had a plug in San Diego for Girl Scout cookies, but I do not have a plug here. And I didn't even realize that Girl Scout cookie season was upon us. So if you got some cookies, I'd be happy to take them off your hands.
216-474-0104. You can call or text the show or on Instagram at the Q Morning Show. That's a good place to find us. Yeah, I feel like I've talked about this before. I don't have any friends that I know of that has a daughter that's a Girl Scout.
Which is crazy because you have two boys that are school age and you don't have any friends with girl, like with daughters?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
I don't think so. Well, if I'm ever interacting with the friends of, if I'm ever interacting with friends of Will and Drew's, it's usually because it's at a sporting event or something like that.
Yeah, so that's fair.
There's no Girl Scouts there.
Yeah.
You know, it's other parents of boys.
Yeah, the Girl Scouts really get me these days, though, because back when I was a Girl Scout, we had to, like, go door to door. We had to do, like, the paper thing and write everything down. Now they just do, like, Venmo. That's so much more dangerous, though. Like, I probably bought, like, over $100 worth of cookies last year.
I never thought of that. So you could use Venmo.
Yeah.
To buy cookies, because a lot of times, you know, when you're walking out of Lowe's or Home Depot.
And they'll have them there.
And I always walk past pretty quickly.
Oh, no. They usually take Venmo at those tables. That's where I got like half of my stash last year.
That would make a lot of sense if they would do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's like a little too easy now to get your cookies. But like, I'm a sucker. I love them. They're so good.
Because I walk past and, you know, thinking that, oh, I don't have any cash. I can't buy anything.
Yeah, we're
right
way
now.
Past that. This is 2025. Come on. The Girl Scouts got their Venmo set up.
Yeah.
They probably got a crypto too. Like.
All right. There you go. 216-474-0104. If you want to be Alyssa's plug.
Please. My Girl Scout cookie plug.
I don't even know how to tell you what we're getting into next. I guess I'll just phrase it in this way. Do you have some underwear in your bag right now? Some extra underwear.
What?
We'll get into it coming up. The Q Morning Show. Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So this survey that I'm reading this morning, it says that nearly half of people carry backup underwear with them in case of an emergency.
Just like at all times?
Almost half of people, yes, will have underwear. Do you do this?
No. No. What are you looking for?
Your bag. I want to go through your bag.
I promise that there is none in there. That's one of my like biggest fears is like having, I guess not just like carrying underwear with you, but the only time that I've ever had spare underwear with me is when it gets like stuck to my sweater and I figure it out like when I'm already, has that ever happened to you?
Probably no, not. I don't think so. Like I've seen that in TV shows and movies, but I've never had underwear or any type of clothing static cling to my outfit.
I think I've only had it happen like once or twice where it's straight up like stuck in my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to my destination and I'm like, oh, okay, that's my underwear.
So you've never had the need or felt the need to carry around backup underwear with
No,
you?
I don't even keep an extra pair in the car.
So we are not part of that segment of the population.
Does it say why? Like, I'm curious. Are this many people having accidents? Like, what's going on?
Is it accidents? I mean, it could be more than that. Like, I'm thinking it could be more than that.
Are this many people staying the night in a place that they weren't expecting to stay the night at?
I think that's a real possibility, don't you?
Yeah, I mean,
like almost like an overnight bag that you always carry with you. Maybe
me in my like early to mid 20s, like that would have been good for me to have back then. But now I'm going to bed by 9 p.m. Doing all that.
I could see someone doing it if maybe they're going to work out and then shower at the gym and change into clean underwear.
That's totally fair.
That makes sense to me.
But I think just like carrying them with you as like, just in case. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's, you're doing the most.
216-474-0104. Are you one of the people that carry backup underwear with you wherever you go?
And what's your reason? I want to know.
What else do you carry that's a backup? I want to think about that too. Like, what do you carry with you every day that's a backup?
I'll have to think on that.
We'll start with the underwear first, though. 216-474-0104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we found this survey where almost half of people admit to carrying around some backup underwear.
Believe that. That's entirely too much.
Well, why would people lie during this survey?
That is true. I don't know why people would lie about carrying it with them.
Someone texted in, what if you don't wear underwear?
Oh.
Why would you need an extra pair of underwear? You just need an extra pair of pants. It's good logic right there.
That is a good point.
Brittany and Lorraine, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year's.
So what's your underwear situation? Do you carry around some backup underwear with you wherever you go?
I don't, but I did text in and say, if you don't wear underwear, you don't need them. And I got a family member that doesn't wear underwear, so she just brings extra pants.
Oh, she brings like a whole extra pair of pants with her.
Yeah, they're always in her car.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's that too.
Right? I just carry around extra deodorant and toothbrush and like a blanket or something. Never clothes. I mean, I guess I can wrap my blanket around me, but.
Okay.
The only clothes that I have in my car are ones that are not supposed to be there. So.
Which ones?
Oh, I feel like most girls can probably relate to this. The trunks of our cars are like no man's land. Sometimes the back seat too. It's just like random stuff.
There's clothes in the back of my car that need to go to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Does that count?
No, like literally, like, okay, but that bag of Goodwill clothes,
yeah.
I've done that too, and it's been in my car for like months.
Yeah, they stay there for months.
It saved me once though. I needed pants and I didn't have pants, and it came in so handy.
It's going to the Goodwill bag. Will is listening to us in Willoughby. Will, good morning.
Morning.
What's your underwear situation like, Will?
I keep a spare pair in the glove compartment of my car.
In the glove compartment?
In the glove compartment. Yeah. Has anybody ever opened that up to, like, get a napkin and just surprised by, like, a pair of underwear?
Not yet, thank God. But, yeah, they're always in there. Been in there since I got my license.
Now what?
Not the same pair.
Not the same pair. Okay, good to know.
So you will occasionally change out the underwear, even though you're not wearing it. You'll just take it out of the glove compartment and put a fresher pair in?
I mean, yeah, as I got older, stuff like that, yeah. But, yep, definitely keep a fresher pair in there.
Now, what was the reason to have it in there? Just in case? Just because of the fear of the unknown?
You're correct. I mean, but it was something that's been passed on for some reason in my family for generations.
And you just didn't ask questions. You were like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Why fix it if it's not broken?
Just in case. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've never even thought of it. I've never even thought to pack it.
You know, I actually, in 2020, I packed my car full of like extra stuff. Like I had a toothbrush, deodorant, like lotion, all that stuff. But I don't think I put any underwear in there.
On the underwear topic.
Oh, we're keeping this going. Okay.
From the survey. It says on average, people keep their underwear for 3 years before replacing them.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds...
Is that about right? Is that bad that I don't even know?
No. As a man, that's fair. I dated a guy once that, like, literally his boxers, when I went to fold them after laundry, they were threadbare. I could see through them.
Yeah, that's when you have to replace it for sure.
It's definitely time. Sometimes when I do Bryce's laundry, I'll just throw stuff away without even asking. When it's like... underwear or like socks, I'm like, it's time.
But do you monitor that? Like, it's something that I don't even think about. It's not like I buy underwear and then like set an iPhone calendar appointment for, okay, 3 years from now.
Maybe you should. You know how you can schedule text messages now? Maybe just like schedule a text message to yourself like 3 years from the day that you put, that you get your underwear.
Time
to
buy.
It's time to get some new stuff.
Yeah. What do you set? I know we have one for like a Brita filter.
Oh, like, do you?
Replace the refrigerator filter. So that will come up. In fact, I think that's coming up this week.
Oh, where, wow.
Yeah. So
this is adulthood. This is what I get to look forward to.
We'll do it for our underwear as well. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Q104. It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Do you think people feel like they're in a slump right now, like a winter slump?
Yeah. Like, that's kind of what I was talking about the other day, with where everybody's just kind of like, eh.
The like, post-holiday blahs.
Yeah. Like, everybody kind of seems a little off.
Hmm. Like, your energy's down, your mood's down.
Yes, big time.
Your motivation to do anything.
Oh, yeah, that's in the toilet.
You know what helps with me with that? It's just planning things in advance so I have things to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. I always say, like, I need, like, a carrot to, like, run after, you know, when, like, mm-hmm. Have you ever seen, like, a dog, like, running after a carrot or, like, whatever that is?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I need something to look forward to.
And I think that even as you get older, I think that's becomes more important as you have less things to do in your life and you just need more things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, for us, you know, our family's going to take a vacation, our first family vacation in a very long time, spring break. So that's April.
Oh, fun.
But I was thinking that something that would motivate people is a trip to Nashville this summer. Ooh. To see Coldplay.
Oh, that'd be fun too.
Because we're taking care of the entire trip. Airfare to Nashville. We'll put you up in a hotel and tickets to the show to see Coldplay.
And, oh, I'm reading here too. There's a photo op with the band. That's pretty sick.
That is awesome.
You can meet the band.
So we're putting together this entire trip. Your chance to qualify to win this trip is coming up with a Q keyword that we'll have for you after 9. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Round number 2 of the day. Take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge, and you could win tickets to the Boat Show at the IX Center. Coming up.
Up early in the morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up. Wake up.
Q Morning Show on Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Brandon in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
You are next to take on Alyssa in this 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Brandon?
Yes.
Let's go. Question 1. Who is the villain in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Question 2. What type of race is the Tour de France?
A triathlon.
Question 3. Who is still traditionally referred to as the King of Pop?
Justin Bieber.
Question 4. What animated TV show takes place in the fictional town of Springfield?
The Simpsons.
And our final question today, which U.S. state is Area 51 located in?
Las Vegas? Nevada.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Brandon, not too shabby. You got 3 out of 5 today.
I think I know which ones I missed.
You'll find out in a second because Alyssa is making her way into the studio. Headphones are going on. It's Brandon in Cleveland today.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello, hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. You?
Doing good myself.
So here's how Brandon did. He went 3 for 5.
All right.
So Alyssa needs 3 to tie, 4 to win today. Here's question 1. Who is the villain in Peter Pan?
Captain Hook.
Question 2. What type of race is the Tour de France?
Bicycle.
Who is still traditionally referred to as the King of Pop?
Michael Jackson? Yeah.
That is correct. So we have an official tie today. Question 4. What animated TV show takes place in the fictional town of Springfield?
The Simpsons.
That's correct. Will Alyssa go 5 for 5 today?
Let's see.
Which U.S. state is Area 51 located in?
Nevada.
That's correct.
Yes!
A perfect 5 for 5 from Alyssa.
Let's go!
Brandon, unfortunately, went 3 for 5 today. But Brandon, it was nice to have you here. Thanks for playing the game. We're going to give you Boat Show tickets. You want some Boat Show tickets?
Yes, please.
We will set you up. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. My name is Brandon, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.